My name is Jordan, and this is
Cynthia, and we're presenting the hopes, fears, and dreams that make this today's life.
I had a brainstorm. Okay, maybe it was the calm before the storm. Either way, I had a good idea. Some of this gardening is backbreaking because it's down on the ground. This is gonna work. More labor at the front end of the project can mean less labor for the rest of the project. Have to remember to stretch, though, or my back will be wrecked before I finish making my back saver project.
Hey, Jordan, what's all the carpenter noise? Aren't you supposed to be out here gardening?
I am gardening. I'm building a better mousetrap for the garden. Really, it's for the gardener.
We don't have time to waste. Either it's a money-making project or it's a harvest-making project. What are you up to?
I can't explain it. Come over here and see for yourself.
I was coming over to help with gardening. Now I don't know what I'm helping with.
Gardening? Come help me make the garden more efficient.
What does that mean? Because adding extra projects to this doesn't sound efficient.
In the long run, it will be more efficient. In the long run.
Spring is here, my friend. I think we're already sprinting for the finish line, as far as preparation and planning go.
Not at all. We still have to plant basil and cauliflower today, potatoes tomorrow, then beans next month with corn.
Exactly. So we should be planting today, digging a potato hill for tomorrow, cleaning up the debris and weeding, right?
Yes, that's right. But I've been thinking about succession gardening. It's more efficient use of the weather for higher continuous yield.
You don't mean depression gardening? Like victory gardens?
You're right. I don't mean that at all. In midsummer, we can start a second planting. Broccoli, lettuce, peas, spinach can be planted in July and August for harvest in September through November.
We won't have room. This entire area is already mapped out and committed.
You're supposed to pull up the spent plants and put something new there.
Oh, that sounds complicated. How do you get the right sun conditions if you're moving something different into that spot?
I'm no expert, and I think I have a workaround.
Does your workaround involve more work?
I'm almost done. These window boxes and a couple of raised beds, they give us a gardening space hanging off the fences and some on the patio.
I thought you had just about enough of this entire gardening experiment.
No, I haven't. But my back was getting sore, and this building takes place on the workbench, and these planting areas will not require bending over.
I see. So when they say, put your back into it, you say, no thanks.
They claim this can stretch the yield from 4 months out to 10 months, even in the north. If we wanted more, they have plans for front yard vegetable gardening.
No. I want to keep some flowers. They cheer me up. I'm glad you got your first round of vaccine, Jordan. But I'm pretty disappointed that I didn't get mine.
It is very strange the way one state gets more than another. Some are free through medical providers, and some are billed to insurance through privatized distributors.
I spent the morning with one hand on the computer keyboard and the other hand on the phone. That's why I didn't come out earlier.
It's not any fun for you, I understand that, but you will get your vaccine.
I think it's even stranger that the resources vary from neighborhood to neighborhood.
Pretty soon, this cloud will be lifted. So many activities that help reduce stress before will be available again.
When it's warm enough, I want a kayak. I'm not sure about one of my favorites, though, the trampoline park.
You still wear a mask. But I don't know whether they limit the numbers after the vaccine is distributed.
My understanding is you can still get sick, but the outcomes and responses to treatment are much, much better.
Pick up a hammer and work out some of your vaccine lottery frustration.
All right. Show me where I can help. What do you put on the bottom once you have this frame?
I've read to lay down grass clippings and mulch materials, then a layer of cardboard.
On the concrete patio?
No, those instructions were for on the lawn. On the concrete, we'll need drainage, and we want to control the water flow, so I think some kind of wire mesh would work. I have leftover hardware cloth. I suppose we could put weed fabric in if we want to slow down the drainage a little.
Let's get back to work.
I'm using corner braces so fingers don't get hit and wood doesn't move around. I think that they are called corner clips or corner clamps.
Well, the corners will be stable, but I think this whole box is still going to slide away from me.
I'll hold the box in place. You hammer away.
Question, why nails instead of screws?
That's easy. I had galvanized nails in the garage, and I didn't have galvanized screws. After all, we are in a hurry, right?
Thank you for listening to Today's Life. I'm Laura Hale, writer.
And I'm Joseph McGuire, producer. And together we brought you another episode of Today's Life, a Radio Theater Project presentation.